Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for July 26th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. Kurt Crosby's with me. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use continues now. We're talking about the Boy Scouts of America, justly so. Donald hit it out of the park, had an incredible speech to the Boy Scouts. Donald said he loved the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts chanted, "We love Trump." The liberals are going so ballistic, they're saying Donald's like Hitler. And, well, the Boy Scouts are like the Hitler youth. I mean, these people are absolutely unhinged, crazy. We played a soundbite of the whole thing. I mean, it was an epic speech, Kurt, to say the least.
Yep, I agree with you there, and he was also well received yesterday in Youngstown, Ohio, according to the Fox8.com. Boy, is there! I guess that must be a local Fox affiliate. The headline reads: President Trump says Youngstown rally broke all records. I don't know exactly what he means, but anyway, he says the president hosted a Make America Great Again rally. Boy, you can see why people would be upset with that kind of phrase, you know, Make America Great Again. I guess he took to Twitter after that to boast about his appearance, they say. He didn't elaborate on the types of records. They say more than 15,000 attended the event in Mahoning County. I didn't know the name of that county where, Youngstown is. But anyway, I guess Trump narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton back in the 2016 election there. And according to this author, Trump told the crowd, "It's much easier to act presidential than what we are doing here tonight, believe me. With the exception of the late, great Abraham Lincoln, I could be more presidential than any president who has ever held this office." Then he went on to say, "I think that with few exceptions, no president has done anywhere near what we've done in his first 6 months, not even close." I guess he was interrupted a few times by demonstrators. I did watch some of the event. The guys at, what's it called, Right Side Broadcasting, it's like a TV online thing, they were broadcasting it, and it was impressive. They do their broadcast based on listener support or viewer support like we do, Sam.
You got that right. I'm calling it unhinged Trump. Critics liken Boy Scout rally to Hitler Youth rally. I mean, these people are crazy, Kurt. They're trying to say that a Boy Scout jamboree just because the president spoke. And now I guess the Boy Scouts are supposedly distancing themselves from Donald's speech. And, you know, there's a big battle going on. It's a culture war in America, folks, and it gets messy fast. Right? I mean, it gets crazy quite quickly. But,
yeah.
Kurt, there's an interesting twist of what Donald's done. I alluded to it last hour, but I'm going to bring it up again. And that is, Donald Trump used to say, "We're going to drain the swamp." And he used to call Washington a swamp. But now that he's been there for 6 months, he's admitted that he realizes how hard it is to change things in Washington because it's so corrupt and so evil and so backstabbing and so cesspoolish that he's now created a new name for Washington. Right. Have you heard this?
I don't remember it.
All right, well, let's see if you can pick it out. Liberty News Radio syndicates a show that have chosen the same words that Donald is now using. Oh, isn't that an interesting coincidence? Don't give it away yet, Kurt. Hang on. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump.
"There are many great honors that come with the job of being president of the United States. But looking out at this incredible gathering of mostly young patriots, mostly young, I'm especially proud to speak to you as the honorary president of the Boy Scouts of America. it's amazing how many Boy Scouts we have at the highest level of our great government. Many of my top advisors in the White House were Scouts. 10 members of my cabinet were Scouts. Can you believe that? 10. The Scouts believe in putting America first.
See, the liberals went ballistic over that, but the Scouts absolutely love it.
You know, I go to Washington, and I see all these politicians, and I see the swamp, and it's not a good place. In fact, today I said we ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool, or perhaps to the word sewer, but it's not good. Not good.
Kurt, he wants to turn it into the political cesspool up there, buddy.
Well, I will give you this. He did say cesspool. I don't think I heard him say political cesspool.
Well, it's the political center of our nation, though.
It certainly fits, you know, and it's worth cleaning out, you know.
Yeah, anyway, it was an incredible speech where Donald literally spoke to the Boy Scouts. Again, the more liberals go ballistic and melt down over this, the more we know Donald's spot on. The Boy Scouts certainly loved his speech, Kurt. They were cheering and chanting, "We love Trump," and he spoke to the, you know, he literally said on the pulpit, "Hey, who wants to talk about politics when I'm talking to these incredible youth?"
Good point.
He's the honorary president of the Scouts, too, isn't he, Kurt?
Well, I didn't know that, but, you know, I know that the way that the thing works is typically whenever somebody gets an Eagle Scout award, then it's signed by the current president. And I know some of them weren't too happy when they got their award during the Obama years, you know what I mean?
Boy, howdy, I wonder why. Now, a lot of people are going to be delighted when they get Donald's
Well, I think so, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, I met a few more of them yesterday when some of them came by and said, hey, they wanted to buy some of those Make America Great Again hats.
Do you know whose yours was signed by, Kurt? Your Scout? You're an Eagle Scout. Who was yours signed by?
I think it was Nixon, if I remember.
Ooh, right. You're old. Wow. Mine was Ronald Reagan, I think, Kurt.
That's impressive, isn't it? You're a lucky guy.
Yeah, man, it was like 80 when I got mine around that. Age 81, 82, or 86. Mm-hmm. And that, anyway.
Mine was 76. I don't know for sure who it was, but, you know, that's what year I got.
It might have been Bush. It might have been a George Bush Sr. guy there now, Kurt.
Yeah, that's possible.
No, I don't know. All right, anyway, good for the Donald, good for the Boy Scout speech, and I want to fairly place it in the media where it belongs. And Donald's right. He started out with these fake news folks. They're not going to give it a fair treatment at all, I'm sure of that. All right, I don't know if you know who this guy is, Kurt. His name is Mark E. Miller. Do you know who this guy is?
Well, there's a Mark Miller that's
not that guy.
A car dealer.
Yeah, but this is different, Kurt.
All right.
This Mark E. Miller happens to be a former Army Engineer Corps employee.
Huh.
Well, he pleads guilty to soliciting bribes from Afghan contractors, Kurt. He took your tax dollars, went over to Afghanistan, and took bribes from the Afghanis over there and got rich and sold the people out. And there you go. They caught him, and he's getting busted now.
Shock.
He pleads guilty. By the way, the National Institutes of Health, you know, what is it, Kurt? The HNIC?
Oh, no. NIH.
NIH.
National Institutes of Health.
Anyway, the National Institutes of Health, I guess they awarded a $1.6 million grant to study why soda pop makes people fat, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, do you want to give them a, you know.
Well, I was thinking you're the resident health expert here. Why don't you just explain to them that, and then they could save the $1.6
million. Yeah. Well, it's got the wrong stuff for you. You shouldn't be drinking it. Is that good enough?
No, you're going to have to be a little more scientific than that.
A little more detail.
Kurt. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I mean, you just look at the ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you can do with anything you're going to read. If you read things that you think, doesn't sound like a food that's grown and made by God for me to eat, then you just want to avoid it. But typically, soda pop just loaded with sugar and or corn syrup. And then, you know, besides that, kind of goes downhill from there. Other than that, it's not so bad for you, huh, Sam?
Uh-huh. Now, it's interesting to me. One of the things they say they really want to study in detail, Kurt, is they want to know why when you take sugar in granule form, why it's less bad for you than when you take it in a liquid form. Do you have any answers to that? That's one of their big study points.
Choice C needs to be don't take it in any form.
Well, you're right, but you're not answering the question why. I can answer why if you're not.
Well, it's just, you know, basically sucked into you like cocaine is, so, you know, pretty much.
All right. It has to do with the more processed it is, ladies and gentlemen, the worse it is for you. Got it?
Good. Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. This former Army engineer employee, Mark E. Miller, pleads guilty to literally taking bribes from the Afghanis. What a tragedy. Then the National Institutes of Health awards $1.6 million to study why soda pop makes you fat. And one of the big keys to their discussion point is they say, hey, why when you drink liquid sugar, is it more toxic or more fattening than regular sugar or granular sugar? I would submit to you that the more processed it is, Kurt, the worse it is for you. Any addition to that?
Well, another part that you might consider is that, at least in my opinion, most of the time liquids are easier to absorb into the system. I mean, you want to have things that you do want to absorb, not things you don't want to absorb in a liquid. You want to avoid that sugar.
So you mentioned the Youngstown rally last night where Donald went to Ohio. I guess it broke all records, Kurt. It was huge. And the Boy Scout event in you was huge, too. I think Donald's deciding that he's going to go on the campaign trail more and more and more and more and speak directly to the people. The press can't manipulate that, and he gets a lot of support. I think his approval ratings are going to be going up as a result as well.
Well, the way that they can manipulate it is the way they always do, and that is they can either choose to be there, cover it, and cover it fairly, or they can, you know, like one of the reports I saw on the Right Side Broadcasting thing when I was watching that deal about the Youngstown thing is that this one lady came up, she said, well, she saw CNN filming, and they were filming before the event, showing the empty chairs, and she said that she figured they would just pretty much show the empty chairs and say that, hey, there was hardly anybody there. And, you know, it's sad to say, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did that.
Amen. So, but, you're right about that. But the anyway. Answer is the new media ticket center stage. And
yeah,
we tell the tale
right.
before. Even though somebody would say, Sam, you're not big enough to matter. My response is, I'm big enough to force the narrative, though. I may not be able to control the narrative, right? In other words, I can't take back the narrative yet. I'm not big enough. But we are big enough, Kurt, to force the narrative. In other words, look, when we play that audio of the massive crowd at the rally where Donald mocks the media saying, you guys won't say anybody's here, and the crowd's huge, look how far back you can see, and send the cameras back there, and you hear the crowd, you know that it's massive. It's beyond debate. And so, anyway, that's interesting. But all I can tell you is we need to keep this new media taking center stage, because that's what will make the difference. By the way, you remember the former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, right, Kurt?
Yeah, I remember what a great patriot and lover of America. Yeah.
Henry Rogers writes a piece about this guy. John Boehner, behind closed doors, GOP will never repeal Obamacare.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Now, Kurt, Donald says get it done now. Rand Paul says call your congressman and senator. John Boehner says it'll never happen. Who do you believe?
You know, I sure kind of hope to believe President Trump. But, you know, Mr. Boehner, he's certainly got, you know, he's been behind the scenes and behind those screens and, you know, kind of knows that detail on how that whole thing works. I just hope that kingmen have less and less power and more to the people.
But
like,
I submit to you, Kurt,
President
that it doesn't
Trump
matter said. Who we believe. It matters what we do.
Yeah.
If we, the people, decide that we're going to make Trump right, we can make that happen. If we decide to capitulate to Boehner's lies, then that'll be correct. It's all up to us and the action we unitedly take.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Well, I think so, that the people can make a difference.
Yes.
But so many times they're not sure what to do, you know.
Well, the RNC is in the news, and so is the DNC, Kurt. There's kind of a battle between the two, and the stats are in, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah, you're talking about the money coming in?
Yes, sir.
The RNC's bringing in quite a bit more money than the DNC, at least according to LibertyNewsDaily.com. They say the RNC, that's the Republican National Committee, has now raised $75.4 million so far this year, compared to the $38.2 million raised by the DNC. The Republicans are saying that this shows that, once again, the polls are probably wrong. But anyway,
imagine the pollsters being wrong again, Kurt.
Yep.
Now, when is it wrong by accident because they just missed the mark? When is it intentionally wrong, Kurt?
It's a little bit more often intentionally wrong, I think, than accident.
Yeah, it's sure an interesting question, though. See, the problem is you cross that line and they'll say you're a conspiracy theorist, but look, when they get it wrong over and over and over and over, at some point you'd say it's intentional. And when you study how they engineer and create polls in the beginning, you begin to understand that it's a lot of hocus pocus. It's like a witch's brew almost.
Yeah, there you go.
It's got evil intent, that's for sure. Anyway, well, while the RNC is way ahead of the DNC when it comes to fundraising, and while the RNC has control of most of our government, the Democrats have been on the ropes, and they've been kind of unhinged and running around crazy for the last 6 months since Donald took over. But I guess they're coming back with a re-engineered plan. Headline says Democrats launch new agenda. That's according to RealClearPolitics.com. Did you see what they're going to do, Kurt?
Oh, something about, they call it populism, if I remember right. What does that translate, Sam?
Well, let's explain what they're going to do and then translate it into what, you know.
Yeah.
After years of dividing the electorate along ethnic and racial lines, focusing on identity politics while ignoring the working class in America, Democrats are in trouble. So they think that their solution is in launching a, quote, new economic agenda. Mm-hmm. They're going to go and mimic Paul Ryan's It's a Better Way speech and plan. And they're calling the Democrats' outreach program, Kurt, a better deal. So you go from the new deal to the better deal.
Okay. All right.
And the better deal plan starts with a single-payer health care plan, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
I think a better deal plan starts with the government completely out of it and private sector taking over. But, you know, that's just choice C again, right?
Yes, sir. You're always on those choice C. You want to know why?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because that's where the solutions are. And this is Solutions Radio. That's why.
All right.
I mean, the problem is you want solutions. And so far, whenever we're presented A and B, I don't see a solution in it. Do you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I can't blame Kurt for wanting to go for option C that has solutions tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be as positive and cheerful and hopeful as you could possibly get doing stuff like that. Anyway, so the Democrats launched new agenda. Senator Chuck E. Schumer's calling it. It's an outreach program called A Better Deal. Kurt, do you want a better deal Democrat style? Or do you want a better deal Republican style?
Probably
choice
C.
Because we're finding out that a better deal Republican style is a failure, and so is a better deal Democrat style. And really, the two deals are almost the same deal, aren't they, Kurt?
Yeah, and it all depends on which Republican version, you know, style, you know, if you want, Mr. Paul from Kentucky, you know,
yes,
or you want, Paul Ryan's.
I'll stick with a Roy Moore better deal plan, personally.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. How about the constitutional deal, Kurt?
Yeah, imagine that.
What if we were to support one of them, you know?
Wow.
The best constitutional deal ever known to man is what I'd put forward, and it would be strict adherence to the Constitution. Anything constitutional would be funded, and anything not constitutional would be defunded, and anything constitutional would support, and anything unconstitutional we would not support, and we'd just use that constitutional guideline right on down constitutional lane, buddy. What do you think of that plan?
Yeah, amazing.
How about the best constitutional deal ever?
Mm.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, it would be very awesome, it seemed like to me.
Right now, Donald is the closest thing we've got to that, Kurt.
Yep.
Even though he's not perfect. And I brought up the fair criticism when it's justly, you know, there. Not to criticize Donald, but to expose it. Really in an effort for solutions. Like, I bring up that Donald's done nothing about these cars being made in Mexico. Not because I want to attack Donald, but because I want to provide the solutions for Donald. If you listen to that section of the broadcast, we provided a real blueprint for Donald to take action now, Kurt. And he might call it the best constitutional deal ever. And maybe he ought to credit LibertyRoundtable.com, though.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Thomas Homan, the director of the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, has blasted the leaders of sanctuary cities for boosting crime in their jurisdictions by protecting immigrants who have committed other crimes while in this country. He singled out New York City, San Francisco, Philly, and Chicago. In the case of Chicago, for example, he points out that his officers are not even allowed to access the Cook County Jail, and the requests of ICE for the detaining of even violent offenders, that's being ignored. Political pundits are touting poll numbers allegedly showing that not only the president, but Republicans in Congress are unpopular. But that contention may not hold water when you look at it this way. The Democratic National Committee is heavily in debt It's having problems raising money to spend on the 2018 races. In fact, the new figures show that the Republican National Committee has raised $75.4 million. On the Democratic side, the total is $38.2 million. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, you know, it's real Donald Trump. Maybe he ought to call it the real deal, Kurt. The real constitutional point. Deal, baby. All right, just saying. Yeah. I'm just kind of a one-man, two-man think tank for the Donald right here on the radio, Kurt. Donald can implement solutions left and right by listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. He ought to hire some of his staff. And their whole job would be to transcribe Liberty Roundtable Live, rip out the suggestions and good ideas, and deliver that right to the Donald's hands daily. It's like a daily briefing on the state of the economy or a daily briefing on, you know, what's happening with the war machine or whatever. And you could get kind of a Liberty Roundtable Solutions daily briefing. Oh, it's already available at libertyroundtable.com. Just check out the show notes. Just one of the ways we try to help and provide solutions, baby. All right. I guess tuition is in the news, Kurt. We're not talking about student debt in this case yet, but we're talking about tuition, right?
Well, that's right, but it does weave the story about student debt into there. This is a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece. The headline reads, Tuition Prices Stabilize in 2017. Says, Congress stopped raising the maximum amount of federally subsidized student loans in 2008. After holding the maximum borrowing flat, universities are finally slowing down their excessive price increases.
Yeah, because nobody will be able to pay for it, Kurt. That just proves the moral hazard going on here. And if government gets out of it, then prices ought to plummet, right? Get her done, Donald.
Imagine that. Says the aggregate tuition increases were 1.9% in 2017. From 1990 through 2016, tuition costs increased at an average rate of 6%. Annually, so it's like, you know, a third of the increase that they've been seeing. Says the availability of government money meant that university administrators could raise their prices and students would come up with the money by borrowing more money. The outstanding student loan debt in America is $1.31 trillion. Final sentence says many graduates have found it difficult to find jobs in today's economy. In part, the problem is that students borrowed money for majors where there's little demand for those majors in the real world marketplace. Whoa, Sam. Now, I want to go back to the first part of this story. So imagine when government says, hey, we're not going to keep paying more for this product. In this case, it's education. That the price didn't increase. That's just shocking, huh, Sam?
Oh, it's shocking, but it makes total sense.
Well, it certainly does. You know, and I was kind of doing some of this lately. We've got a son that wants to pursue higher education. And anyway, that's up to him. And, you know, at a local university, they call it UVU. The cost for a semester, as close as I can tell, is like $4,000. There's a church school called BYU Idaho that basically is, you know, half that price. And there are other lesser, you know, cost options. Dave Ramsey talks about them quite often on his program. But, you know, I feel like, I mean, imagine if you put into the marketplace more options and you increase, well, the availability of these choices. I mean, it's always good for everything, whether it's cell phones or education.
Well, imagine government getting out of the mix so that they didn't drive up prices and create a moral hazard there. Prices would drop, as we've already kind of articulated based on this story. And just imagine if businesses got involved and said, look, I want to participate in helping the next generation of youth grow up and be educated so that there's an intelligent, ready-to-work force that I can pull from to grow my business. And so I'm going to invest in that. And imagine if government stayed out of it, but the president and others, you know, leaders, philanthropists, churches, nonprofit organizations, all talked about this and said, look, you know what, companies, please support education. And you could create scholarships galore from businesses. You could create training programs for businesses. Businesses could make part of their employment package, not by government force, not by government involvement, but part of their package to attract new employees. Say, look, I'll help you, you know, go to college or graduate from college. And imagine we drop the price of education. We provide more options, as you wisely specify, Kurt. And we get the private sector by volunteer involved in the next generation of youth and making sure that they're educated and ready to go to work. Just imagine a plan like that without government interference, Kurt.
Bring it on, I say, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Betsy, are you listening?
Great.
What has Betsy done since she's been drafted into that mix, Kurt? Is she really rocking and rolling and everything?
Well, I was reading up on that a little bit lately, and, you know, I wish she would just say, look, I'm for this plan by, I think it was Thomas Massie, a Republican in the House, that basically would just eliminate the Department of Education. And, you know, that would be a great place to start. But she.
But I want to know what Betsy is really doing, Kurt.
As far as I can tell, she's standing up for what she calls choice. I mean, imagine a Republican being pro-choice. But in this case, she's saying people should be able to choose where their dollars connected to their education go. Now, you know, when you see this from in education establishment types, when you see stuff like DeVos wants to scrap student debt forgiveness, surprised, or you see, you know, statements like, oh, she's the biggest evil entity ever, you know, and all the education secretaries, that tells me she's doing something right. You know, now they're trying to frame her as if, since she's for choice in education, that that means she's for discriminating, because then you would have people choosing where they might want to go and not forcing people to go certain places.
This Could you one imagine has, that, Kurt? It would be kind of like getting rid of the forced unions equivalent.
Yeah,
right?
I know. This from the Guardian.com, there's a quote, what DeVos lacks in expertise or charisma, she makes up for in money. So they're trying to basically say, hey, man, she's just a billionaire that, you know, doesn't have a clue.
Yeah, but my response is, what does that have to do with anything? Let's talk about her policies. Let's talk about what she's doing. Let's talk about what she's done. And here's the truth. She isn't doing as much as Sam would want her to do. That's for sure.
Amen.
However, in her defense, she's doing a whole lot more than the mainstream press lets you know she's doing. That's for sure as well. Let's be honest about both sides of this discussion. That's something the mainstream press won't do. I'm willing to give Betsy credit where Betsy's working on it, and good for her for doing it. And when she talks choice, I support her. Now, I wish she'd really push harder and become more vocal. What she could do is get on Liberty Roundtable Live, and we could force the narrative. Betsy, you want some help? It's free, and we're willing to support you in that effort, Betsy. Give me a ring.
Yeah, good.
Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Love to have you. Love to have you. See, it's that kind of deal. But we're going to give credit where credit's due, and she's doing more good than they admit, Kirk. All they do is attack her, and that tells me she's doing some good.
I guess.
Now, in her defense, maybe the cesspool's just too crazy for her to get anything done, and that's part of the problem.
Oh, yeah. Good point. I guess, according to TheGuardian.com and their piece, it says DeVos, who once called traditional public school districts a dead end, is accused of defunding and destabilizing public education in Michigan.
Bring it on. Good work, Betsy.
By bankrolling school choice initiatives. Now, they say, to the chagrin of teachers' unions, she is trying to apply the same ideas to the nation, championing privately run, publicly funded charter schools and voucher programs that enable families to take tax dollars from the public education system to the private sector.
Now, some would say that's a good idea because at least it provides competition. And in that, they would be correct. I would go for the more peer plan, though, and say the last thing we want to do is get a bunch of families on the public dole education-wise to, you know, in other words, it's almost like a fascist plan where you think you've got control, but they've got control. You just got the cash. It reminds me of this sex education thing. Rather than shutting down government sex education, the conservatives said, well, let's teach abstinence only if we're going to teach something. And now you got the abstinence only people begging to keep the money as bad as anybody else, Kurt. And so on one hand, it's good that abstinence is part of the discussion, but now you got another people globbing onto the government cash. And what we should do is shut the whole thing down. And now we've got another foe in this fight, if you will.
So you know how they call it. They've got this phrase, denier, like when you're talking about, global warming or whatever. They call her a public school denier.
I think that they're homeschool deniers. Liberty Roundtable Live.
In a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around and or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people out there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom and then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're going to all sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test
today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about Betsy DeVos and the education reality. Good news. Yeah, it's good news. Tuition prices stabilize. In 2017, since 2008, Congress has frozen the amount they're increasing for student loans. They've locked it down, and therefore now you see, hey, the colleges are following suit. They're not ratcheting up the cost of education, which will never end. So that's good news. We proposed in the last segment a lot of solutions to reduce the cost of education, to transfer it to private sector competitive solutions. Betsy DeVos, pro-choice when it comes to education, doing a great job being attacked by the left relentlessly, including teachers' unions and more. But good for her. We think she ought to do a lot more. But we're going to give her credit for what she's done, Kurt, and what she's continually doing, right?
That's right. And Randy Weingarten, you might not know who he is, but he's the president of, the American Federation of Teachers. It's a union that has about 1.6 million American teachers and other workers. They had a big event lately at a hotel in Washington, and they mentioned DeVos's name there, and they say it prompted spontaneous boos and hisses from delegates that were holding public school proud signs up, and that said Weingarten guy delivered a fiery speech in which Randy is a lady, sorry about that. Anyway, which she branded the secretary a public school denier. And she went on to say, take the word choice. You hear it all the time these days. You know, I think it was like pro-choice. Weren't they the guys that started it, by the way? Anyway, back to this. It says, school choice. Betsy DeVos uses it in practically every sentence. You could show her, as I did, an award-winning robotics program, and she'd say, what about choice? Which she actually said. You could probably say, good morning, Betsy, and she'd say, that's my choice. She must love restaurant buffets. Anyway, when she's getting beat up like that by the insider boys,
She's on to something. And what we got to do is we got to find the new media taking center stage, find a way to work with her to tell the tale and force the mainstream press into the real narrative, not their deceptive lie blackout narrative that they've given her. They've got a blackout narrative against Betsy and an attack narrative going on against Betsy. And we got to change that, Kurt.
And they say, I agree, they say Trump's proposed budget would cut the Education Department by $9 billion.
Bring it on. And it Why not increase that number? Go for the gusto.
Go for whatever the whole thing is. Anyway, but they say it would fund a $1.4 billion school choice initiative. Among the programs to be axed is an Obama-era $12 million grant scheme, that's what this author says, intended to help local districts devise ways to boost socioeconomic diversity within their schools.
Amen. Shut that sucker down.
Anyway, crazy stuff.
All right, I guess two more stories before the end of the hour. This one's critical, Kurt. Double voting. In 2016 elections, Breitbart, I guess they had double voting, turned out that a Government Accountability Institute has uncovered 8,471 instances of double voting. Voters voting twice in the 2016 elections, and then they say a significant number of states are withholding information to find out what's happening in the other states, but it's significant. And is that vote fraud, Kurt?
Oh, no, Sam, nothing to be worried about here.
That was just an irregularity, unintentional irregularity that, of course, we'll work on.
Yeah, and I mean, in those other states that refuse to give the information, I mean, they're certainly not going to have any bad stuff going
there. That's just because Donald's getting unconstitutional on us.
That's right.
See how these, it's amazing. These guys never talk about the Constitution except for when they want to try to pretend that what they stand for is constitutional, because they know how critical of an issue that really is. The bottom line is there's vote fraud, double voting going on, double voting in 2016 elections, Breitbart, and good for them. they're one of the good guys reporting the good news. They're not doing as good as I would hope, but hey, they're certainly on the right track compared to most liberal left loony organizations, and they are certainly forcing the new media to take center stage. That's for sure. There's another story, Kurt. There's somebody kind of on the ropes.
Mm-hmm. Somebody on the ropes.
And I know you're going to be super sad about this.
All right.
The organization is Snopes, Kurt.
Oh, and those guys, Daily the Caller, truth guys, you know?
Yeah, the Daily Caller has a fact check on Snopes.
Whoops.
Fact checker, quote, Snopes is begging readers for cash, writes Michael Bastash for the Daily Caller. So Snopes begging everybody for cash now. I guess what happened is one of the controllers of their company has kind of held them hostage and said, you can't change your website and you can't do this and you can't do that. And so now they're begging readers for cash to break free of that controlling financial entity. But there's a couple of things you ought to know about this. I guess a Daily Caller investigation found nearly all of the writers churning out, quote, facts and fact checks for Snopes have liberal backgrounds. And many of them have expressed outright contempt for Republican leaders and voters. The Daily Caller could not find a single Snopes fact checker who comes from a conservative background, Kurt, not a one. So, folks, if you fund Snopes as they beg for money, beware. You're funding the new media. Not you're funding the old guard liberal media with an agenda and an axe to grind against anything constitutional, moral, or conservative, to say the least. Now, it gets worse because not only did the Daily Caller find out that all the, quote, fact checkers for Snopes are liberal, Snopes was caught in late 2016 literally omitting key facts, key details of a fact check reality. And their goal was to discredit a Daily Caller Foundation reporting. And Snopes made numerous false statements in its fact checker report via the State Department's fiasco. You know, where State of Secretary John Kerry's daughter got cash and all that kind of stuff. And they made a bunch of false statements about that, Kurt, and they got caught. Just like Sam Bushman and He Who Owns the Media makes the rules presentations, catches the mainstream press at all kind of shenanigans. Well, the Daily Caller's now taken to catching them too, Kurt. And the Daily Caller's spot on.
Well, that's good news, I think.
Well, unless you're one of them Snopes supporters, Kurt.
Lovers, yeah. Snopes.
Then you're kind of like, hey, you're exposing our secrets, you know? You don't have the right to free speech. In fact, you're not even legitimate news, they'll say. You're not even legitimate media, they'll say. Right? Anyway, I found that quite fascinating. Anyway, very interesting. Thought would bring that to your attention. Any other comments on that, Kurt, about Snopes? They've been involved in shenanigans for a long time as they play loose and fast with the facts. Donald would call them fake news.
Yep. And so would I.
Donald could come to us instead of them, though, Kurt. But you know what? They've got the Google contract, which is funded by your government. They got the, in other words, they're supposedly charged with helping people make sure there's no fake news anymore.
Huh.
How do you think that's going to work?
I think we're still going to have some fake news, Sam.
Huh?
I think we're still going to have lies in the media.
Uh-huh. Lies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of wish I could report that there will be no more lies ever told, but I don't think I can report that. That would be a lie.
What if we just told the truth, Kurt, in the news?
Yeah, good point.
There's a guy who is named Ron. And he emailed us, Kurt, about our Liberty News daily feeds. And he says, hey, you sometimes include the source of your articles at the bottom of the article. I wish you would always place the source for each article at the bottom of the article. In other words, I guess he's saying sometimes we do it and sometimes we don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my response is it all depends on who writes the article. Some do it, some don't.
Yep, good point.
And a lot of times when you say the source, what if I write an article from five sources, Kurt? Do I list them all?
Good point.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of an interesting thing. He also asks how Will Griggs' family's doing. They're doing all right. They're surviving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the answer to that. Any other tidbits on that, Kurt, that you want to mention?
Not really. I think you got it covered.
All right. Julie Hirschfeld Davis writes a piece worthy of discussion.
And let's see. Who's that? I'm trying to remember.
It's the author of this Trump story.
Oh, yeah. The head, it's a New York Times piece, just barely out. I guess Trump this morning tweeted that there ain't going to be any transgender folks serving in the military. So, boy, you're going to have a lot of folks up in arms about that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to be ticked off about it. But he said, after consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. That's pretty clear and concise.
Well, the Donald's going to take a beating over that, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm telling you, the bellwether's going to be what we, the American people, do. Do we support Donald in this? That we don't want transgender perversion going on everywhere? Or are we going to just simply sit back and let the elitists funded by liberal agenda and transgender causes, you know, pretty much control the narrative here? What are we going to do, people?
Yep.
I think we got to follow Judge Roy Moore and get her done. Stand up for moral principles everywhere we go. And we need to fund those causes as well. Speaking of funding, we could really use your support in every way, including financial at libertyroundtable.com. Donate and get involved, would you please, today. I guess that's a wrap. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the network refuses to use goes by pretty quickly. But it's always available online at libertyroundtable.com. Live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. Available on your Roku player. Available on your Echo device. Available online. It's available everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for your support. LibertyRoundtable.com. Please donate and get involved in the solutions today. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? We declare this nation shall endure.